This is the story of how a former policeman and trailer park manager in Abilene, Texas, has built his own religion, persuading thousands around the world to follow him because the end of the world, he says, is coming.
May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you.
73-year-old Yisrael Hawkins, also known as Buffalo Bill, is the overseer, or as some call him, the king of the House of Yahweh, a homemade mix of Jewish and Christian beliefs, where he predicts only his followers will avoid the coming doomsday.
No one else has right to the tree of life except those who keep the laws of Yahweh.
Hey, and this is a special edition of VGRT, in which, you're going to have to speak again because you're starting to go roboto yourself. You there?
Am I all right now?
Try again.
Hello, hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, I've forgotten where I was now. What was I going to say?
You said they were talking about 360, or at least,
yeah.
Maybe you're talking about the Xbox or something, or whatever.
Yeah,
Now, unblock, stupid thing. I put up my firewall now, and now I have to do everything. Tell my firewall, unblock. Okay. So, anyway, so how long do you have? Are you just free?
I'd give it an hour at the most.
Well, then we'll do a full broadcast then. So, let's get this show on the road. And let me turn that off. Okay. Today is May 2nd. Now, tomorrow is the Halo Reach thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
I'm just pissed.
Just slow down and don't try to rush it. If you want, you can look at the article as a crib sheet.
All right. Hang on.
So start from the top.
All right, so... they were
speak
going
slowly.
Around...
If you make pauses, I'll cut the pauses out in editing, so it'll sound like you're talking faster. So just take your time.
All right. Sorry, guys.
I just don't want you tripping over yourself. That's all.
All right. And
you can talk fast. I mean, if you find yourself moving too fast, you can slow down.
Infinity Ward, their contract with Active.
Okay, now you're too self-conscious. Just relax. What was that?
Sorry, that was the Halo theme song. I got a phone call. And Infinity Ward was going around to different publishers.
Okay, stop. You know what? We'll hold this article off for a little bit. Let's go straight to the we'll go straight to the Halo Reach multiplayer beta trailer.
Oh, I hate myself.
Don't worry about it.
Hang on, I have to answer this. Hang on. Hello?
Be right back a second, Molly's on the phone.
I'm at the house.
Yeah, let's do the article ourselves. Actually, you know what?
I'm doing a podcast right now.
Be right back a second. I'll wait until he's finished on the phone.
Hold on, he's making great outtake stuff, sir, so we can make fun of him. Okay, so we're going away from the exciting stuff. We're going to go to some more serious stuff. You may have seen the news breaking all over the place regarding the acrimony and the catfighting between Activision and Infinity Ward.
Was it Infinity over
Ward? Infinity Ward. What?
Was the argument over jetpacks?
No.
My bad.
Richard, do you know that you say at the end of the day a lot?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I must admit that I do say that a lot.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a Britishism, I say. I think is it?
It's universal, but I don't think even the British say it 10 times in a single conversation.
I'm sorry. Don't pick on me like that.
Sorry. I'm hypersensitive because I'm editing, and you say it again and again and again and again and again. And I usually have to edit those out.
Well, Rich,
I limit you to one at the end of the day per paragraph.
What
or per story, at least.
Well, Rich, at like least you can actually talk, unlike me. I'm like,
Last story.
Woohoo!
And this one's actually breaking news, or at least an hour ago. Sony's acquired Media Molecule.
Yay!
Stop, let me start. Okay, last story. You can say woohoo again when I say that. Well, wait until I actually say it, damn it. Shuhei. I think that's Shuhei. Shuhei, right, okay.
Some Asian person.
Oh, no, that's next week. Okay, I was about to say Dragon Age Origins Awakenings was coming out this week, but it's not. It's coming out next week. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have my completed character that I spent 90 hours on. And
I could not get into that game. I played like 5 or 6 hours, and I was like, there's no explosions. Screw this. Watch your mouth, Jonah. God.
Shove my donkey up your ass and make you your nose. I'd have to see it. That, okay, this is a clean podcast. I'm just gonna. I don't think anybody's gonna crop clean.
I don't think I could take all that.
But the thing is that the reason why I did it that way is because I'd have to all the beeping. I'd all the censoring I'd have to do. You know, beep beep beep. Beep
I'm gonna
beep,
shove beep, the beep 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 beep.
Sound like Morse code. And the Morse code is Fallout 4 coming out next year. Fallout New Vegas. No, it's like all New Vegas and not Fallout 4. Aha.
I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, I know it's not exactly to the same extent, but I mean.
Said it again.
At the end. Ah! I said it. Okay.
You're going to have to find a new phrase.
At the closing of the 24th hour.
You can always say all in all.
I need a new.
Don't worry about it. Just what were you gonna say? Just say it. At the end of the day,
outtakes.
Utterly under the day, my precious.
Okay. Well, when all is said and done. I forgot.
So now you said it. You didn't say it at the end of the day, but you had nothing to say after it. After all said and done, I'm done.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Assassin's Creed 2, internet connection, people being pissed off about it. Okay, go from there, Richard.
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember what I was gonna say. I'm gonna have to.
Well, Filippo, maybe Richard will realize what he's saying as you're talking.
I think
if you say at the end of the day, I'm gonna slap you.
At the very end of the day.
Hold on, Filippo, your connection is starting to make you sound like a robot.
Yeah, you sound like you're on the end of a telephone.
No, it sounds like you better move your speaker away from your microphone.
All right, am I good?
No, it's worse. Because the sales are going to be lower on the PC to begin with. Hello?
All right, am I good?
No. Wow, so sure. Richard can't help but say at the end of the day, and Filippo's turning into a robot.
With a jetpack.
Okay, actually, you just sound a little muffled now. Say something, Filippo.
Hello.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, good. Okay. AC2, PC, DRM, go ahead. Actually, Yakuza 3 comes out this week, but I said last week, but I can't say it now because then I'll look stupid from the first podcast. Not that I already didn't look stupid. Did you see something awful cartoon with Otis?
No.
You look up something awful, Dead Rising and Otis. You'll laugh your ass off. And Filippo, if you ever drop out of a podcast, I'm going to go to your house with a machete and show you how Hispanic I can really get. Did you ever watch the Scarface with Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Well, I'll come with a chainsaw.
That's scary.
You better believe it. Okay, podcast over.
Well, I think I'm going to go buy a brand new router.
I'm going to have to figure out how in the world to put this together.
Hey, I have a visitor. Someone brought me juice. Thank you.
Much better.
I sound a lot better than I did on the phone.
I'm sorry. I totally walked in on your podcast.
Yes, you did. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
We can edit this out, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be editing out all the uhs and all that stuff, so you don't have to worry about going gone. And also, I also remove a lot of extended pauses.
I don't know if you can see.
It'll make you sound. Yeah, I saw.
Jonah, this is Jen. Jen, this is Jonah.
Well, she can't see me, but hello.
Yeah.
So anyway, you'll sound a lot smarter in the podcast than you do.
Please make me sound much smarter.
I wasn't expecting you to come over. I thought you had to go do your thing.
Well, I still do, but call is at like 3:30.
Oh, okay.
So, well, no, 3, I'm sorry. But if I'm there a little bit late, they're not going to kill me because I've been there so early for the last 2.
Jen's a singer, so she's got to go sing today.
Let's see. I said I forgot what my next question was going to be. Just keep
you
talking.
You didn't say we could say fuck on the podcast.
What?
You didn't say we could say fuck on the podcast.
It'll be bleeped out and edited out. You can all say all the fuck you want. It's just going to go into the outtakes.
I said, well, let me go pull that out of my pocket.
Oh, I've been asked that a lot lately.
Well, for like, it's more out of your sock, but
sock. Anyway,
yeah. Okay.
I have a boner for some crap.
Ew. Oh, he's an...
Okay, moving on.
Wow. No, sorry, I'm just so hyper today. God. Look, I'm not actually stuttering. Holy shit.
I don't think I've said at the end of the day yet.
Well, I mean, I'm not really excited about this part of the news. Like, I'm excited to talk about, like, Portal 2 and the Xbox Live thing and all that stuff. So.
I know, you don't have to be excited. You just have to offer your opinions and stuff. While Richard goes and takes a shit somewhere. okay.
How was your weekend, since we're just here by ourselves?
I f***ed many women.
You mean you destroyed?
I destroyed. No, I didn't really do anything this weekend. So, you know, it may sound, what's it called? The funny thing is that when I edit this all together, it's going to sound awesome.
I know, you're a really good editor. It blows my mind. Like, last week's, it was complete shit, but whenever you edited it, it sounded magical.
It sounded like magic. Yeah, it made me want to have sex with me twice.
Not twice. Once, maybe twice. You're pushing it there.
You're curious.
yes, I'm definitely curious. I'm getting a brand new laptop.
Actually, that's what I'm curious about.
I'm getting a brand new laptop. I'm getting a Alienware M17X.
You must be rich. You should send me money. Well, by the way, you still owe me that $50.
My mom and dad are kind of rich.
But. Yeah, well, you said you wanted to pay me for editing, so.
Editing my podcast.
You know what happened was that my iPod Touch, the faceplate got cracked. And apparently it's not covered by the warranty for whatever reason. And it's going to cost me $90 to repair. And the thing is that I have to go to an Apple-approved repair because what Apple would do was charge me $200 to replace the entire thing.
Yeah, Apple's shady like that.
So what I want, you know, so I need that money.
Okay.
And if your
and that's are, why the tell, Lord tell gave us PayPal.
If your parents are wealthy, tell them to send a donation to Jonah Falcon.com on the PayPal.
My mom and dad don't even know how to open up a freaking laptop or anything.
Well,
they're like,
give it
how
to
do I pull up internet? I'm like, you press Firefox. Well, that's not internet. It's Firefox. Mm.
What are you doing, Filippo?
Oh, what? Sorry, I was picking up my pants. My pants were on the ground. Pants.
Well,
on...
don't do anything except speak into the mic, because everything we can hear. I played Portal on the 360, so I'm probably going to get it for the 360. Simply because.
And if you do, then we could co-op.
That's true. And I wonder what the robots will look
like. I hope one has a 13.5-inch long penis.
Okay. There's your outtake for today.
Are you slap happy today? Because you seem very slap happy.
I'll slap you in the face with something. Don't worry.
Is it that thing I mentioned earlier?
That thing that I thought I mentioned because it was the thing that you thought was a thing.
Think of the thing with the thing. With the other thing. Yeah, that thing. Yeah.
No, Richard, the other thing. Not that thing.
Oh, okay.
But the other thing. That thing.
Oh, okay, that thing.
Yeah, the inner child is crying. Last story.
Who's Skype?
Woo! Xbox Live.
Skype is not responding. Oh, shit.
You're still here.
I can
hear you. Okay, good.
Don't touch anything.
Have you ever watched The Last Starfighter?
No.
Watch it.
I've seen The Last Karate Kid, though.
Okay, you see, Richard, you're so deprived. Go see The Rocketeer. And go see The Last Starfighter. That's my command.
What is wrong with us today? We can't stay on topic. We're shit.
Yes. How is this any different from any other? Have you ever watched Four Guys One Up?
I've seen Two Girls, One Cup.
This is going to be edited out. I'm going to text this for a reason, okay? This is why. Okay, ready? This is why I did that entire thing, was because if there's anything that'll drive up hits, it's inciting Sony fanboys. Because if you dare, I'm going to be titling this podcast Episode 3, God of Crap 3. And then I'm going to say right there in the show notes, I call it God of Crap 3, and you have to listen in to find out why I think it's crap. Just so that the angry Sony fanboys can all say, okay, that son of a f***ing ass bitch, I'm going to find out why the f*** he said it's God of Crap 3. I'm going to nail his, and then I'm going to post nasty comments. And they still will post nasty comments, but I don't care because I got the hits, man. close near it. I mean, what was
have
it?
Have you looked at me? I mean, I'm pretty damn perfect.
Well, I'd have to see you naked, so before I can judge that.
Let's end this now. Let's turn this.
That's not going in outtakes, people. That's staying right in the podcast.
No. Yes!
Let's finish this.
You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have, every time someone says, or what's it called on a podcast, I'm going to cut it and put it into a file so that all it is us going, just to show how much we actually do that in a single
podcast. And at the end of the day.
You know, it might be funny. I string them all together. All of a sudden I say, oh my God, we made a song.
Mortal Kombat.
Okay, dear God.
Let's finish.
You
can
have
now.
Like maybe 20 minutes of me trying to talk. Yeah. So Infinity. Flipa.
I also have. You know, one of these podcasts. I'm gonna do a cruel joke, and I'm going to put all of Filippo's voice in an octave lower and all of Richard's voice an octave higher.
Are you serious? Do it.
So it'll be like, Richard will be going, well, I don't know what is going on.
I can always do it this way, and, you know, I really fancy it.
And my voice will be regular. Some people will go, what's happening here? Okay, so
You know, I could always just do the hamster dance like normal, like. I don't even need like helium for that. I can just do that on tap.
But I can do it that so you sound like a woman doing it. See,
ooh,
or a robot.
We said nothing about explosions today.
Explosions.
There we go.
I can also cut and copy that. So he keeps going. Explosions! Explosions! Actually, you know, when I said
explosions.
Richard, when I said I could make you sound like Max Headroom on the podcast episode, that's exactly what I do to you. So you're like, yes, I have you virtually doing a Max Headroom, even though you didn't do it. So, okay, so how do you want to wrap up?
In a tortilla.
No, I mean, okay, so. Yeah, I think I'll do the what will you be playing this week. Okay, so we're wrapping up this really nutty episode, or at least I think it's nutty. Depends on how I edit this thing.
Filippo. I think you should keep it nutty for sure. All right, what? You.
Richard, ooh. Crysis, $10 on Steam.
Is it 10?
Yeah, $10. Well, that's what it's selling for on the shelves. I can't imagine Steam will be much more. So
can we wrap it up? Because I have to
have
piss.
A system that can handle crisis. You know, I don't know if you can do it on max settings because then you get a slower frame rate, but you'll be able to enjoy some of the really awesome. By the way, what kind of monitor do you use?
My TV. It's a.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can't play computer games on a TV and expect to have a high resolution. Get yourself a cheap LCD monitor. They're dirt cheap now.
Mm.
Although, you know, if you want to plan ahead, get yourself a monitor with 120 megahertz, frame rate so that you can play 3D games when you finally decide to.
The thing is, I'm using my TV right now because when I go to university, it just means there's less stuff there. I don't have to have a monitor and a TV.
Well, why don't you run a TV broadcast through your monitor then? There is such a thing as called TV out. Oh, I'm sorry. You can do such a thing with most graphic cards.
Let me just check the back of my PC.
Well, Richard goes to check his graphic card. This is a special episode.
I think I see it. Oh, crap, what was that?
What?
Something fell.
We have HDMI.
Beast has HDMI.
Good. Let's is your TV at least LCD?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
So we come to the end of this thrilling podcast. This has been stop that. This has been the end of this thrilling podcast. This has been Jonah Falcon.
Filippo Paris.
Rich Elliott.
And we'll just be talking about Heavy Rain and God of Crap 3 again. So Last story.
One getting a hard-on for this?
If I had a hard-on, you'd know.
Yes, because it would be poking me in the face right now.
And you're in Toronto.
I'm in Illinois.
Yeah, you're in Connecticut?
I'm in Illinois.
Oh, Illinois, okay.
Oh, I'm not Matt Joseph. I'm not in Toronto.
I also want to make a slutty shepherd for the female shepherd. I want to, you know... Because I have... What is that noise?
Yeah, my dad decided it was the best time to start using a drill.
Oh. Sounds like you're using a laser printer. Or, I'm not a laser printer, but one of those old... one of those old printers, you know, that...
Dot matrix.
Dot matrix, you know, it's like... Anyway.
Do you want to wait until it is finished?
No, we can continue. The Yankees are 2-1. You know, so hopefully they'll win it all. I'm still depressed that Hideki Matsui went to the Angels, though. Still depressing, man. Not that it matters to you, but it depresses me.
Oh, it's only as depressing as and boring as if I went into all the soccer news. I say soccer because more people.
Which team
would
do you root for, anyway?
Liverpool.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
definitely not Manchester United.
What?
Definitely not Manchester United.
Well, I root for Manchester United for one reason, and that's because they picked up Tim Howard from the New York Metro Stars.
Ooh. Yeah, but then they...
Tim Howard is gone now, or at least he's crap now, but yeah. He was really, really good for a long while.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with Manchester United tend to do. They know when to pick a good player and when to sell him off at the best time. I mean, look at Cristiano Ronaldo. Tim Howard's a good example as well. But yeah.
Anyways, the funny thing is that I have a backpack that I bought in England, and it's for Chelsea, which is Man United's biggest rival. And the thing is that it still works here in New York because I live in Chelsea, in New York. People don't realize that it's actually for the Chelsea soccer team. They think, it's just for Chelsea here in New York. Did you ever watch Frasier?
No.
They had this song sung by Daphne's brothers who live in Manchester. But they sang, "We hate, we hate Liverpool too. At least, you know that this song. They hate Manchester United too, so they're not beholden to that team, I guess."
Yeah, they'll probably be Manchester City fans.
You know what the funny thing is, that the New York Yankees and the Manchester United Red Devils had struck up a deal, right? I wonder whatever happened to that deal, because they did start showing Manchester United games here, but I don't know if they were showing Yankee games over there.
No, I don't think they have. I mean, the thing is, though, that, I mean, Manchester United are owned by the Glazier family, so there's probably going to be a lot of Manchester United kind of stuff going over the pond, and we don't obviously get the... They're not, the Glazier family are probably going to get forced out anyway from Manchester United by the fans sometime soon. So
I have a question for you.
Yep.
How do we get on this topic?
I have no idea. Sports.
Right.
We were going on about baseball.
Anyway, this is going to be fun to edit.
Yeah, especially with the audio in the background.
It isn't so bad. People will just think there's something wrong with their iPod or something. It's like, what's this noise here? I still don't believe how... What is Richie Fils-Aime going to do when the Wii 2 comes out and no one buys it? I'm just going to... You know, maybe he's going to be like... What's his face? From Sony. Peter Dill or... Oh, crap. What was the name of that guy who promised to give people $2,400 for every unsold PS3 they found on the shelves?
Was it... No, it wasn't Ken. It was...
It was an American guy.
Oh.
But anyway, that guy. I wonder what he's going to say when no one's when.
Was it Phil something? No. Or was he British?
No. He's American. Anyway, I want to see what Reggie Fils-Aime is going to say when no one's buying the Wii 2. You know? I mean, you know, they're going to have to release a 3D... Mario Galaxy. I mean, a true 3D Mario Galaxy for anybody to buy Wii 2. But the funny thing is that, you know, when the Wii first came out, Twilight Princess undersold. You know? So that should have been a strict warning to people that the Wii wasn't going to be all that in terms of game support.
Yeah.
User support in terms of games. I don't know. Anyway, this has been one goofy podcast.
Yay.
And I'm sorry to subject all of you to this. Subject myself to this. I feel bad for myself. I'm spending my nights editing this thing, and it's going to be bad. So, hey, and you're already I screwed up.
Every time, the same.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Video Game Roundtable. This is... Fuck you. Now you got me giggling.
And so it begins.
I have to get rid of the giggles now because of you. Or myself. I take full blame. Okay. I'm going to get the Xbox page up as well. Oh, fuck. I can't... Oh, there it is. Okay. All the way to... Okay, great. You know, there's software for it called XB Connect. I'm sorry, not XB Connect. It's called... Oh, frick, I'm gonna have to...
I'm sorry, but if you buy a Mac, you're not buying it to play games.
Right, hold on. I'm
not just, primarily, anyway.
Don't say anything, because I'm going to be editing this out. Let me just... Okay.
Hello?
Hey, what happened there? Did you just...
You just went lag crazy and then just dropped out completely.
I did not...
You were like... Don Arigato, Mr. Roboto. You were...
But I was lag?
Yeah, lag test.
You know, the thing is that you were a little bit laggy. Oh, okay. So, what was the last thing you heard from me?
To be honest, I can't remember. You were kind of going on one of your little rants.
Okay, so... right, I'll start back with what Sony should be doing.
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, you can jump in anytime you like. I'll give you pauses. Anyway, that's actually terrible. You know, I will try and do it post-production.
So. That's nice music playing in the background, by the way. Really nice.
What if I'm not playing any music? I'm just going to edit that right out.
I'm paranoid.
Yeah. That's not what I wanted to say, but yeah. But, fuck. So, Where was I going with this? I was actually going somewhere with this, and now I forgot.
I have derailed you like a train.
Yeah.
I think we should just end it here.
No, it isn't that. It's something else.
Sorry, I'm falling to sleep here. Not because of you, but
I know.
General.
Maybe it's because you were slower and less nervous. I think you should store that in your memory banks there.
What? So I should be drugged up for every
no,
episode?
No. You know what? Actually, that's what I'm going to have someone come over with a hypodermic. And okay, it's time for the podcast.
At the moment, we're in the middle of an election camp, like election season. And there's one independent party at the moment that is kind of gaining a lot of media attention. It's called the Monster Raving Loony Party. And some of the parts of the manifesto that they're saying how they're going to give nurses tranquilizer guns. so that it says kids are scared of needles. Therefore, if we give nurses tranquilizer guns, they won't feel the pain as slowly, and also the nurses will have more fun administering the dosage. And then they're also saying things like, "Oh, we'll turn every road into a conveyor belt to stop crashes."
Who's their nominee? Eric Idle?
It's just so.
What else have I been playing? Okay, so Deus Ex, Psychonauts.
I'm really shocked. Hang on, can I say something? I just went on your site and I'm looking at the Modern Warfare 2 owns Halo.
Yeah.
I am surprised that that company 2 is so far down the list.
Well, let's talk about that later because it's one of the news items.
Okay.
Okay. I just discussed Deus Ex and Psychonauts, and what else are I playing? Yeah. So
it's just hang on, my mom is about to walk into my room.
And she doesn't want to hear you talking about man boobs.
What? I'm doing a podcast, Mom.
Right now?
Yeah. I'm doing over Skype. No, I'm doing one right now. You just I told you this. Okay, you there.
Oh, this is great. But and he records later tonight. Okay. And just when I need it. Least, hold on.
Oh, did you hear about Google, new Google television that like they're going to be putting out?
Yeah, I did.
It personally for me, that looks awesome. Especially like with everyone that like they're partnering up with. It looks like a good product. Like I think I'm probably going to get it. Just because I don't watch cable in my room and I have a cable box, so I might just cancel my cable in my room. And just get that, or maybe a Roku box, because like the only things I watch is Revision 3 and stuff like that. So
this is so interesting. Okay, don't do this to me.
Hello.
Hi there. Hold on. Okay.
Richard.
We're all back together again.
I know. Yeah, this is your last podcast.
Well, for a while.
Yeah. Right. Whatever.
Did you hear the last podcast? I'm really mad at Jonah about it. Such a douchebag.
But I, you know, you have to face your inner hickness. You are a hick.
Not a hick at all.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbillies.